Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one, which is...
All right, everyone. Please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we covered yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was...No can do. No can do.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 no can do, 翻译成中文是无能为力。Alright, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, we're going to continue with the theme of no idiom.
Another no idiom.
Yes. Okay, today's no idiom is no go. Two words, very simple, no and go. G-O, no go.
Right, very simple, no go.
Yeah.
不走。Right? In Chinese,
yeah,
no,
so.
不, go, 走, 不走.
Yeah, sure.
Means you want to go? No go.
No go.
Do you see that? Want to go to the park? No go.
Sounds kind of strange, huh?
刚才做了一个示范，能不能用 no go 表示不去？应该不对 right? Not right.
I think it's wrong. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a conversation to show how we use no go.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, the waiting is over. I'm very excited. Let's hit the road.
Okay, I think we're all packed up. Everything's in the car. Do you got the keys?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, let's get out of here.
All right. What's something wrong with the engine?
What's wrong with the car?
The engine died.
Oh, no. Peter, I'm sad to say this, but I think our trip is a no-go.
Why? Gonna try it again?
Well, I'm looking at the battery meter here on the car, and the battery's dead.
Oh, no, Sam. I've been waiting for 3 months, Sam, you know?
Yeah, I know. So what are we gonna do? Well, how about this? Maybe we can call my dad. He can bring the jumper cables over, and we can get the car started, and then on our way to the trip, maybe buy a new battery somewhere.
That is a good idea.
Okay, oh, let me go give my dad a call.
All right.Okay, 那么刚才的对话呢，我和 Sam 准备去旅行，然后呢，我用了一个词是 waiting is over, 终于等待了很久呢，那么这个等待呢已经结束了，但是呢，我们上了车之后，大家听到刚才 Sam 模仿的声音，这个车呢出现了一定的问题，发动机发出了特别怪异的声音，然后整个车呢出现了一定的令人觉得很不安的这个 noise, 这个噪音，然后呢我跟 Sam 说出什么事儿了，我感觉呢是不是这个发动机出问题了， something wrong with the engine,
Right.
Sam 用了一个词是什么呢 No go for the trip 这次旅行呢基本上是不行了或者是没戏了 Right, no go
Right, I said the trip is a no go
Right, something is no go 翻译成中文说这个事儿已经不行了或者这个事儿呢没戏了因为这个车的电池用完了所以我当时听完之后非常非常的失望然后呢我心里在想 Sam You should have checked the car last night Right
Yeah.
In any other situation, we may use no-go.
Oh, yeah, there are lots.
Okay, please.
Let's say, for example, you plan a World Cup party.
Right.
You're going to watch the big football game, the World Cup.
Right.
So you plan everything, you tell people what to bring, like, for example, what kind of food, what kind of drinks. Everybody gets to your house, you're so excited, you turn on the TV, and, oh,The cable or the satellite is out. There's no signal. So, your World Cup party is a no-go.
Right, this is the last thing you want to see happen for the World Cup, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a horrible thing to happen.
Okay, 那么另外一个 no-go 的场景呢是比如说 Sam 精心准备了一个世界杯的一个 party, Sam 呢把他的朋友啊都会叫来大家呢拎着啤酒拿着这个薯片等等大家觉得可能是一个 a carnival, right? 但是呢大家准备要看世界杯之前呢 Sam 告诉大家一个非常不幸的一个消息说他的电视的有线呢出问题了没有信号那么大家呢对不起不能再看了那么这个情况下呢用那个词组是 The World Cup party is no go 就是说呢今天晚上这个世界杯的这个观赏的这个 party 没戏了大家呢 go home home time So this is the idiom study and now let's go to part 2 which is
Okay part 2 is of course hit the books
Let's go
Now it's time to hit the books
f From yesterday's chat about the memorabilia, I know a lot of these collectibles are not worth a lot of money.
Right, because they're mass-produced,
right.
They're dime a dozen.
But I think there are some exceptions, right?
Yes, of course. The very rare, hard-to-find items can be quite valuable.
So whenever you come across a collectible item or something you think is worth some money, just be careful. Don't throw it away immediately.
Okay.
All right? And maybe it's worth some money.
Okay. So how do I know if it's worth money or not?
Okay. So today we'll see. So what kind of worthwhile items can be collected and worth some money? So before we go to the story, now let's check the vocab first.
All right. Here we go. Today's first word for hit the books is beholder. Beholder. B-E-H-O-L-D-E-R, beholder.
今天的第一个单词呢 beholder, 翻译成中文是观看者，表示说在旁边观看你的这个人，那么叫 beholder.
Right, so we have an idiom, and which we'll talk about later, is in the eye of the beholder.
Right, okay, 我们中文呢有成语也叫什么呢？情人眼里出西施，那么这个成语呢就可以我们今天的这个词呢 beholder.
Yes, that's right. Okay, next is the word figurine.Figurine. F-I-G-U-R-I-N-E. Figurine.
第二个单词 figurine, 翻译成中文是小的雕像小的雕塑。
Yeah. So, actually, adults and children can have figurines.
Right.
Because figurines can be collectibles or they can be just kind of like little toys that
Right.
kids play with.
Normally, they come in like a China figurine.
So, the collectibles...Like you mentioned, will probably be made of some valuable material, like china.
Right.
But also we have things called action figurines,
mm-hmm.
where maybe it's like a little soldier, army
right.
soldier man, or like a superhero,
right.
something like that. So you have both the toy figurines and then the collectible figurine.
Right, 那么提到了我们说小的雕塑、小的雕像呢，一部分属于收藏的那些 figurine, 还有一部分属于 action figurine. 那么这个小的雕像呢，它是以一些英雄人物作为模板，那么呢，大家拿来之后呢，可以作为一个玩具来使用 ,like a toy.
Right.So the action figurines can move. Their arms, can move. Maybe you can even put a little gun in their hand
Right.
or shoes on their feet.
Right.
But usually the collectible figurines don't move.
Right.
Next is the word authentic. Authentic. A-U-T-H-E-N-T-I-C. Authentic.
下一个单词 authentic, 翻译成中文的是真的真实的。它往往用在比如说拍卖行的时候 ,when you go to the auctions, 一些展品呢如果是真的的话呢它往往用这个词呢 authentic.
So usually, if something is authentic, it will have some sort of little paper that will tell you it's authentic. And usually that little paper is called the proof of authenticity.
Right, 那么大家去拍卖行的时候呢如果你对有些产品不确定的情况下呢你可以要求出示一些证据比如说一些 paper, 那个 paper 呢叫 paper of authenticity, 表示说证明你要买的东西呢它是一个真实的那么它是一个原始的那么一个状态这个 paper 叫paper of authenticity.
Yeah, or proof of authenticity.
Proof, right.
So proof of authenticity could be a paper, but sometimes I see like on tennis rackets,、
mm-hmm.
for example,Or maybe like headphones that we buy, they'll have a little sticker
right.
on it, and it'll say a proof of authenticity, maybe have like a little code or something.
But sometimes the little stickers can be, you know, mass produced.
right? Yeah, so, okay, I guess sometimes you're just going to get fake stuff, right?
Right.
No matter what. Okay. Okay, next is the word prescription. Prescription. P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P.T-I-O-N, prescription.
下一个单词 prescription, 这个单词呢往往会出现在药房里面比如大家去买药那么整个药房呢有一个部分呢叫 prescription, 翻译成中文呢是处方药那么这个药呢你不可能直接去买需要一个医生的 a slip, a piece of paper, 那么医生需要什么呢 prescribe,、
yeah.
所以呢你才可以买到这样的药那么非处方药呢英文叫 OTC,Over the counter.
Yes. So you have over the counter drugs and prescription drugs.
另外一个场景我们用到 prescription 是什么呢？比如说我们去眼镜店，你需要配一副眼镜，特别是近视镜。那么它里面的售货员会问你，你的度数是多少？那么英文怎么说呢 ？What's your prescription?
Yes. Glasses prescription.
Right. So we don't say what's your degree.
Right, we don't say degree.
所以大家小心了，你的度数是多少？大家想到的中文单词是度数啊，度。英文呢会想到 degree， 但是英文呢会用 prescriptions。
Yeah.
所以大家注意，如果到国外配眼镜的时候呢，要注意了，这个度数是 prescription， 而不是degree.
I think also the way we describe the degree、
mm-hmm.
or the words that we use is different because、right. we say like 20/20 vision is like normal vision.
Right.、Mm-hmm.
And then if you have bad, it goes like 20/40, 20/50 and higher.
Right.
So it's a little bit different from China. So instead of saying degree, you could say I have 20/20 eyesight or、
right.
20/20 vision.
Okay.我们用到这个词呢是 vision， 一般不用我们认为的那个 degree 那个单词。
Right. You can say eyesight or vision. Okay, next is the word whopping. Whopping. W-H-O-P-P-I-N-G. Whopping.
下一个单词 whopping 翻译成中文是巨大的。我们有一个汉堡叫 whopper。
Yes, if we go to the Burger King,、
right.
we can find the Whopper. It's a big, big hamburger, right?
Right, 那么大家去汉堡王这个餐厅的时候呢，会看到一个巨大的汉堡，那个汉堡用的这个单词就是 Whopper.
Yes. Okay, next is the word randomly. Randomly. R-A-N-D-O-M-L-Y. Randomly.
下一个单词 randomly, 翻译成中文是随意的，没有一定的目的性。
Lastly, we have stumble across. Two words. Stumble across. Stumble is S-T-U-M-B-L-E. Across, A-C-R-O-S-S. Stumble across.
最后一个词组 stumble across. 翻译成中文是遇见，但是大家注意了，这个遇见呢往往是 something, right?Stumble across something. We don't say stumble across Sam.
Right, we don't say stumble across someone, but we can say stumble over
someone.
Okay. So for example, if you're walking and my foot is kind of sticking out, if you kind of stumble or trip over my foot, you could say, oh, I've stumbled over your legs, your feet, whatever.
Stumble across, 我们再强调一下，它后面呢往往是跟东西遇到了什么什么东西，但如果说跟人的话呢，往往是 stumble over someone's feet.
Yeah.
Or a shoes.、Right?
Shoes, exactly.
Right, 踩到了某个人的脚或者踩到了某个人的腿。So let's go to section 2 of memorabilia.
Okay. That is not to say, however, that these collectibles are worthless in every way. Value is in the eye of the beholder, or the collector, as the case may be. Perhaps the statuette is part of your collection of Elvis figurines. Maybe you have found memories of Grandma's Elvis cookie jar. Even if the memorabilia won't make you wealthy,It may still have special meaning for you, which is certainly valuable in its own right. All of that being said, there are authentic, one-of-a-kind Elvis items out there that are worth quite a bit to collectors. For example, an empty prescription pill bottle belonging to Elvis sold a few years ago for nearly $4,000. Likewise, original album art for one of Elvis's records sold for nearly $5,000.Then, there is the jar of Elvis's hair. Yuck. That sold at auction for a whopping $16,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Unfortunately, most valuable collectibles came from friends and associates of Elvis Presley, meaning you are unlikely to randomly run across such items in an attic or at a yard sale. Nevertheless, anything is possible, and you just never know for sure what you could find.Until you stumble across Elvis' treasure, though, enjoy the collectibles you have for the joy they bring you. And if they bring no joy, you can always sell them on eBay for a couple of bucks.
The first paragraph of Section 2 is saying that some of the item may be mass-produced, but it may worth something, right? For example, it may bring you a good memory.
Yes, so it mentions that they're not worthless in every way.
Right.
So there's the money way, right? Or like we said yesterday, the monetary.
Right, point of view, right? Point
of view. Yes, from the monetary point of view. But maybe, like you just mentioned, there's some sort of emotional connection there.
You're right. 那么文中一开始呢就说到了，虽然说有些 Elvis Presley 猫王的一些 产品呢可能是大规模生产的，从商业的价值来讲呢不值太多的钱，但是呢他们的的确确呢对某个人的情感，对某个人的回忆来讲呢仍有很大的价值。
Right, so we say the idiom, value is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
So we also have another saying that has to do with the eye of the beholder. We say beauty,
beauty, right,
is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, 那么文中用到的这个 idiom 非常的好，大家听一下。Value is in the eye of the beholder. 那么这个东西值不值钱，完全的是由你自己说了算。如果你觉得猫王的这个藏品非常有价值，那么它就有价值。同时呢，这个词组还用在人在审美的时候的一个观点，比如说 Sam 提到了这个词什么 ，Beauty is in the eye of the beholder。翻译成中文呢是不同的人有不同的审美的一个标准。同时也可以翻译成我们的另外一个成语，就是什么呢？情人眼里出西施。Beholder means kind of observer, right?
Yeah, or the person,
right?
That is, well, considering beauty or considering the item.
Right, kind of the standard for beauty vary from people to people, from time to time.
Yeah, some people, they don't really care about looks.
Right.
They really care about what's inside. And so if a person is very charming, very kind, mm-hmm. then to them, that is beautiful. But some people, when it comes to physical traits, it could be long hair.
Right.
It, to them, is beautiful. Or maybe seeing the neck is beautiful. Everyone is different.
Right.
Okay, so I guess we should ask, well, in what ways could these little figurines or collectibles have value in the eye of the beholder? Well, the first one they talk about is maybe the little statuette or figurine is part of a collection that you have, but you're just missing that one collectible.
Right. Okay, 那么提到了一个 statuette is part of a collection, maybe something you cherish, maybe you treasure.
Yeah, so we know a lot of things come out in like collections.
Right.
So maybe there's 5 dolls to each group, and you have 4 of them, so, oh, that 5th doll would complete that
right.
collection, so it really becomes quite valuable to you.
那么对于有收藏习惯的朋友来讲呢，如果说这个藏品里面总共是5件套的话呢，你已经收藏到了4件，只差1件的话，你非常想拿到第5件的那个 toy, 那么对你来讲呢，它是一个非常非常有价值的一个东西。
It's really important to humans to have the full set, right?
Right.
Okay, so that could be one reason why it's valuable. Also, it mentions that maybe you have some fond memories. In the last episode, we mentioned an Elvis cookie jar,
right.
So maybe you have fond memories of Grandma's Elvis cookie jar.
有些人呢对猫王的饼干盒特别特别的怀念，他用到的词呢是 fond memory。那么非常美丽的非常美妙的一个回忆 very sweet memory.
Yeah, that's right.
但是我们知道了，那么这些藏品呢它可能不会值太多的钱，但是对你来讲 something very special, it reminds you your childhood.
Yeah, so that's why I said maybe you have an emotional connection
right.
to it.
You're right.
Okay, so it says even if the memorabilia won't make you wealthy, it can still have special meaning for you, whichmakes it valuable in its own right. So
okay.
this gives it that valuable property.
So it mentioned that kind of something really authentic, very original, can be worth a lot of money.
So getting away from the stuff that's kind of dime a dozen, sort of worthless in a monetary view, let's start talking about the stuff that's actually real and that's worth a lot.
那么下面看看猫王的哪些藏品真正的值很多的钱呢？文中提到了 one of a kind Elvis memorabilia.
The authentic one of a kind stuff is out there. And of course, it's worth quite a bit to collectors.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the first example is?
The first example is an empty prescription pill bottle.
那么提到了第一个猫王很值钱的一个藏品是什么呢 ?Empty prescription pill bottle, 有猫王图像的这么一个药瓶，那么这个东西呢是非常值钱的，当时呢卖到了多钱，将近$4,000。
$4,000
for a bottle.
Yeah, for an empty bottle.
Right.
So that's pretty funny. We know those prescription bottles, those little orange bottles with the white cap, there's probably like $0.05 a bottle or maybe even less. I mean, they're so cheap, but because it was Elvis's prescription bottle, $4,000.
Wow. So it was 5 cents during Elvis Presley's time.
Oh, well, during Elvis Presley's time? No, it's probably even less, of course. Maybe like not even 1 cent, maybe like half a cent.
Really? Well, that's so cheap.
Yeah, it's just a little plastic bottle.
But now it's a $4,000.
Wow,
I can't believe it.
Yes. Okay, next is some original album art for one of Elvis's records.
第二个例子呢是猫王的唱片，但是大家注意了，这个唱片一定是 original， 一定是最原始的那个。
Okay, so this album art sold for nearly $5,000.
那么已经卖到了将近$5,000。
Okay, the next thing seems a very strange thing that anyone would want to buy. There is a jar of Elvis's hair inside. This was sold at an auction.For a whopping $16,000.
So there's Elvis hair in the little jar.
Yes.
第三个例子呢是装有猫王头发的一个小罐子。那么看看这个罐子当时拍卖卖了多少钱呢？是卖到了$16,000。同时前面用到了一个词是 whopping， 是巨大的、难以相信的这么一个价钱。
But you know, you have to wonder where did all this stuff come from.
So I don't think it's just the hair can be, you know.From the Elvis. It can be fake.
But, well, no, the hair is really Elvis's hair. Because a lot of this stuff actually came from friends or associates of Elvis Presley.
Which is not very common.
Exactly, and very hard to find.
Right.
This is not something you're going to find in grandma's house or attic somewhere. Or
in the basement, right? A bit of an attic.
This is going to be very, very hard to find stuff.
OK, 我们刚才讲到了这三个猫王的藏品呢，它不是我们平时在生活当中很容易能够发现的，特别是大家在一些故事当中会听到，比如说一个人到这个储藏室里面突然发现了一个猫王特别值钱的一个藏品，或者呢在阁楼上面发现了一个特别值钱的一个什么什么东西，这种东西呢往往呢是猫王身边特别亲近的人才拥有的这个藏品。
Okay, so that means that you won't be able to find this stuff, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible to find these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you might kind of stumble across an Elvis treasure.
但是呢，这并不一定是说呢，你没有任何的机会。一旦你碰到了、遇见了猫王的一些东西的话呢，尽量的呢，还是要小心的看一看。万一呢 ，in case 它可能是一个 one of a kind.Item.
Yeah, that's right. In the meantime, if you're not finding those Elvis treasures out there or some other type of valuable collectible, well, just enjoy the collectibles you have now for maybe the emotional attachment you have.
You're right. 那文中用到的词呢是 stumble across, 表示说那种偶然的遇见什么什么东西。这个单词呢往往用到一些游记啊比如说一些探险的故事当中你偶然的遇到了一个财宝或者是一个宝藏等等可以用到这个词 stumble across、
yeah.
如果说你发现的东西呢从商业的价值来讲它不值太多的钱但是对你个人来讲有很大的一个个人的情绪在里面那么也是应该值得收藏的一个东西 I was impressed by the word used yuck So what's it mean yuck? Y-U-C-K
Let's look at the context. They're talking about Elvis's hair, a bottle of Elvis's hair, and then they say, yuck. So I think from the context we can guess it means gross or disgusting.
那么刚才我们讲到了猫王的这个头发，文中用一个词呢是 yuck。那么这个单词 yuck 往往呢是指一些东西让你感觉到不是很舒服的时候呢，你会用这个词 yuck.
Yeah.
All right, so...Time's up for the Elvis Presley collectibles.
Okay.
And time's up. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。